steam in there, and then it's all a stove.
What do they call that part of the fireplace that sticks out on the floor there in front?
Hearth.
And then the things that when you cut a big piece of wood, it might burn for a couple of days.
Yeah, you get back those, they call them. Uh-huh. Put it back behind, and you'd have those on in front to get ventilation on. You know, you'd lay your front wood up on that smaller wood.
What did they call that? Those irons, remember?
There's andirons, aren't they?
Yeah, they're called andirons, but I wondered if you've ever heard them called either fire dogs or dog irons.
I've heard them called dog
irons. Dog irons. Mm-hmm. And the part up there where that oil can is?
Mantle. That's the mantle. That goes down the fourth fireplace.
Did they ever call that anything else?
Not a direct call. I don't recall it.
How about the term fireboard? Did you ever hear that called a fireboard?
I don't know. It seemed like I heard it, but I maybe I didn't know what it was.
Okay. It's not a word that you'd use, though.
No,
that's what I'm really interested in.
No, and we all use the fire. Mantle.
Okay.
Mantle's what we use.
And the wood you'd use to get the fire started?
Well, you'd have to have a kindling of some kind, when you're making, but a lot of them never let the fire go out. They kept it back smoke and they'd cover it up with ashes, and the next morning all you do is rake the ashes, all you get coals there, and then kindle it up.
Right.
Just a little fine kindling, a shaving or something, and then put the big wood on. But some of them, I've heard them say, some have bigger fireplaces than others, and you'd put great big back on and burn a week.
Uh-huh.
And never go out.
Is that right?
And they want them to stay fire because they use a bell. The fire, when you start it up, it's cold,
Sure.
You soon have a hot room.
Uh-huh. But you keep it going all the time.
Yeah.
Now, after the fireplace, people started to use other kinds of heating.
They had a wood stove that would set out from the fireplace apiece, and then a pipe, it goes in the chimney.
Mm-hmm.
They'd stop up the chimney and just put a pipe in there, And sometimes the pipe would be up above. See up kind of where that plate is?
Uh-huh.
So you could extend it. You can put it up this way a piece and in there and have your fire back more in the center.
Uh-huh.
And that would heat it all over a little more
easily.
And that stove, they had so many different kinds. Some had coal stove. Now, we had a warm morning heater. You heard of them.
I wanted to tell me about that.
Warm morning heater. Well, they were just a cast heater with a dress a cover over it, kind of like that, to make it look a little nicer. And you burn coal in them, and they were lined with brick around the cast on the inside. And you put coal in there, and they'd hold heat. Them brick would get out, on the whole stove, and they'd hold heat. I had a cousin that had an officer in Jonesboro, and he said, he'd put 50 pounds of coal in it on Saturday evening. He said Monday morning the room was warm and they had plenty of heat.
Is that right?
Yeah.
They really lasted. Now, the stuff you have to clean out of a fireplace after it burns down.
Well, that's cinders in coal, and the other just ashes. And when they used to burn wood, they'd have a different kind of stove. You could get a shovel in, and they had regular shovel, for that purpose, and you'd clean out your ashes. You got to take them out once in a while. But that warm morning, all you had to take out a few cinders, it'd burn so hot that it'd burn them all up pretty well.
How about that? The stuff you have to clean out of the pipe in the stove?
Well, there used to be some soot in that,
That black stuff.
Yeah, you got to take them out occasionally, not often. Mm-hmm. And if you got a good tight pipe and all, most of it goes out the chimney.
Mm-hmm. Oh, if you didn't have a good pipe, is that when the soot?
Yeah, the soot get worse.
I didn't know that.